Florentina continues to be in touch with her mother. She's living in a small house in San Francisco with some old friends from Radcliffe days.
Married?
Yes. Abel didn't speak for some moments, as if taking in the finality of the statement.
And the Kane boy? He asked.
He's found a job in a bank. It seems a lot of people turned him down, because word got around that he didn't complete Harvard Business School, and his father wouldn't supply a reference. Not many people were willing to employ him, if, as a consequence, they antagonized William Kane. He was finally hired as a junior teller with the Bank of America, at a salary way below what he might have expected with his qualifications.
And Florentina?
She's working as the assistant manager in a fashion shop called Way Out Columbus, near Golden Gate Park. She's also been trying to borrow money from several banks.
Why? Said Abel, sounding worried. Is she in any sort of trouble?
No. She's looking for capital to open her own shop.
How much is she hoping to raise?
She needs $34,000 for the lease on a small building that's become vacant on Nob Hill.
Abel considered this piece of news for a moment.
See that she gets the money. Make it look as if the transaction is an ordinary bank loan, and be sure that it's not traceable back to me.
He started tapping on the window again.
This must always remain between the two of us, George. Anything you say, Abel. And keep me informed of every move she makes, however trivial.
What about Richard Kane?
I'm not interested in him, said Abel. Now, what's the bad news?
Trouble with Henry Osborne again. It seems he owes money elsewhere, and I'm fairly certain his only source of income is you. He's still making threats about revealing that you condoned bribes in the early days when you had taken over the group. Says he's kept all the papers from the first day he met you, when he claims he fixed an extra payment after the fire at the old Richmond in Chicago. He's telling everyone that he now has a file on you 3 inches thick.
I'll deal with Henry in the morning, said Abel.
Abel was fully up to date on the group's activities when Henry arrived for his private meeting. Abel looked up at him. The heavy drinking and the debts were beginning to take their toll. For the first time, Abel thought Henry looked older than his years.